remain in Acts chapter 6. I have that unenviable position of being the last. And I know you're tired after this wonderful day. But there are some benefits to that last position as well. And one of the benefits for you and for myself is essentially my sermon has already been preached. So with a few subpoints, we will look again at Acts chapter 6. Let me just draw your attention to verse 2. Let me read verse 2 through 5 once more. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." I will stop there, verse 4. Well, I asked Pastor Luke as I was preparing, what should I focus on? And he said, make sure that people know the difference between the role of the elder and the role of the deacon. And so that's what I will labor this afternoon to bring before you. I want you to think in these directions. Perhaps I'm a biology teacher, so this comes very easily for me to think in these terms. But think back when you were in biology class, did you hear the term homeostasis? Mm-hmm. And if you did hear it, could anybody define it? You don't have to define it at this moment. But if you remember that term, homeostasis is the ability of any organism to maintain internal constancy or internal consistency, or internal balance. And under the Lord's providence, He gave those two, elder and deacon, to function together so that the church of the living God would prosper and be in balance. And that's what we have before us. Now, I'll break mine up this evening in two sections. What the deacon is and what the deacon is not. So, members, this is for you. This is what the deacon does and this is what the deacon does not do. Well, we look again at Acts chapter 6. And we see some of these mentioned for us, but I'm going to break it up this way. First, the deacon is a distributor. That is, the deacon from delegation by the elders. They distribute to those that have needs. Those that perhaps are members or others that come to the church. They are to evaluate those needs. And if, with consultation with the elder, it is determined that those needs will be distributed, that is the particular task of the deacon. To distribute. The deacon is also a helper. And again, we heard this recently, but how does the deacon help? Takes care of the physical and logistical needs of the church. Members, he is not your personal servant. You are not to call Tony at strange hours and ask for a request, "Tony, can you come rake my leaves? I had a busy week." Of course not. Of course not. He is a servant of the church. Let me just give you a short, brief list of things that he would be responsible for. First, the facilities at the church. Things like cleaning up and making sure that the place of worship is prepared and running the sound system. I heard he's really good at that. These are things that he's responsible for. Benevolence, as I mentioned. Finances, those issues particularly related to collecting and counting the offering, keeping records, and so on. Perhaps those that are related to being an usher, distributing bulletins, seating the congregation, preparing the elements for communion, and otherwise general logistics that make the church run as it should run. Members, these are the roles of the deacon. These are things that the deacon does. Do not ask him to do otherwise. These are the things that the Lord has called him particularly to do. Third, the deacon is a preserver. The deacon then preserves the time for the pastor to prepare sermons, to minister to his flock. members, the next time, I know this happens every Lord's Day, so the next Lord's Day that Quinn preaches an outstanding sermon, I want you to go to Tony and thank him. To Tony. Because he has helped preserve that time that can be gained for you, for your benefit, as Quinn prepares for the sermon. The deacon is also a humble servant to all in the church. He works behind the scenes. He receives little praise. He works hard, long hours to support the pastor and the church. Brothers and sisters, members of this church, pray for Tony. Pray for him. Pray for his wife. Pray for Joel. Pray for their family. He does so many things behind the scenes. Things that you will never know. You don't need to know them. He does them because he loves you. He does them because he loves the church of the living God. He does them because he wants to make ready that opportunity for anyone who comes to the church that they might hear the gospel preached. Encourage Tony. Do not criticize him for little bitty details. Tony, I noticed that this little thing was not done. No, of course not. Do not do that. Encourage him. Notice those things. Give him a pat on the back. Let him know that you appreciate what he does. Tony, again, as he labors, and as the Lord wills in the future, there will be more deacons. But as Tony labors, and he labors alongside Quinn, realize that the two of them together, they will encourage each other. But don't let that be the only encouragement that they get. They need each other. They work with each other. Encourage them both. Encourage Tony. Well, that is what the deacon is. What a deacon is not. Well, as has been mentioned, he is not a proxy elder of the church. He is not called to be your teacher or your preacher. You have Quinn called to do that very thing. We notice that from 1 Timothy 3, as we've been reading this, that particular area is not mentioned for the deacon. They do not have to be, they're not able to teach, or do not have to be able to teach in that sense. He is not your teacher or preacher. He is not your pastor in that sense. He is not a ruler. Pastors are given that authority. Tony, yes, will help Quinn make decisions, but he is not given that authority. Related to that, Tony does not have to watch over your soul as Quinn does. He is not then going to be held accountable for your very soul. Yes, he will pray for you. Yes, he will minister to you and for you. But he is not held in that same regard account as Quinn. Advice, dear members, do not use Tony as a sounding board or an ear for complaints about your pastor. Do not do that. Go to your pastor directly. Do not put any bugs in the ear of Tony, anything that you dislike, thinking that Tony has a greater ear to the pastor. No. Go straight to him. Dear members, preserve the role of the deacon as it should be preserved. And as he preserves the role of the elder, see how that works remarkably. Preserve his role, what he is supposed to do, that he may preserve the role of the elder. Brothers and sisters, you have been gifted with a remarkable deacon. Praise God for him. Praise God for his wife and family. Support him. Encourage him. And desire his good. The Lord has given you this man. we look forward in closing to that moment in future when there will be multiple deacons. Yes. But until that moment, understand that Tony will be working diligently behind the scenes, working hard for you, laboring in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.